Liquidate Paris by Sven Hassel. Narrated by Sammy Anderson.
For my money, grenades are even more fiendish than bombs. They play more cruelly on the nerves. The noise they make is infernal, and they tend to fall where least expected. The blockhouse had received its second direct hit. This time the roof collapsed, and earth and sand rained about our ears. Slabs of concrete crashed about us. Major Hinka was thrown out headfirst and landed on a pile of debris. There was blood on his face. His uniform was in shreds. The stump of his right arm poked grotesquely through a rip in his sleeve. It was 2 years ago he had lost that arm, and the stump had still not healed. They were the same men who had fought and survived before. Major Hinka, Little John, the Legionnaire, Barcelona. The same men grown savage and brutal in a war that had led them from Russia to Monte Cassino, and now to the Western Front, to the battlefields of France, and Hitler's last attempt to save the Third Reich. Editor's note. The character who in this book is called Little John has appeared in other novels by Sven Hassel under the name Tiny. One. I wonder, said Little John, shading his eyes with his hand as he stared out to the horizon, if you could reach England by swimming there. Probably, said the Legionnaire, sounding bored. If you were a fish, added the old man, and had a supply of food to keep you going. Mind you, it would take some hell of a time. Little John stared out across the sea again, frowning and scratching the top of his head. It has been done, he said at last. Sure, but not from here. They don't set out from here. Where would you arrive if you set out from here? Insisted Little John, who was nothing if not downright dogged when once he had embarked upon a subject. The Legionnaire hunched a shoulder. Buggered if I know. Dover, perhaps? Crap, said Haida. This is in a straight line with Brighton. Nowhere near Dover. How far do you reckon it is, then? Little John again. 30 kilometers? 80 kilometers? A hell of a way, at all events. Why don't we try it? The old man smiled. because you'd drown before you were even halfway there. You want to take a bet? Why not? It's practically a certainty. Of course, murmured Barcelona, there is always another point. If you missed your way, which you very likely would, because one bit of sea looks exactly the same as any other bit of sea, there's no way of knowing where you might end up. You could be lucky enough to bump into the coast of Ireland, but if you floated past that, you'd have to carry on all the way to Greenland. I'd take a chance, said Little John. I'd sooner swim about the perishing ocean for the rest of my life than carry on fighting this bleeding war. Absurdly enough, we actually began training for it. Each day we swam a bit further than the previous day, always pushing ourselves to the limits of our endurance, the rule being that the weakest must keep up with the strongest. I personally gave up the idea of swimming to Greenland on the day I nearly drowned with cramp. If it hadn't been for Gregor, the war would have been over as far as I was concerned. But one or two of the others pressed on with the training program. They came back at midnight after their last excursion, all of them completely knackered, but exultantly declaring that they had seen the coast of England on the horizon. Another couple of weeks, declared Little John, and I reckon we'll be able to make it. They never had the chance. For some reason unknown to us, the lookouts were doubled all along the coast, and before Little John and his team of aspiring channel swimmers had found the means to evade them, history had put a stop to their ambitions in the shape of the Normandy landings. War had once again intervened. No quarter given in Section 91.